Wakey, wakey.
Welcome back to I'll Make a Stay Out of You, the podcast where I, Phil, and Tom don't record for 1 week, but then we come back and we do it again. Tom, how you doing?
Oh, what up? I'm just here living life, being useless.
Being fucking useless.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the dream, honestly. Like, yeah. Isn't it the dream to just get paid to do nothing?
It's, you know, kind of. You would think.
You'd think that, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But,
yeah.
Well, okay. So here's where I think really the problem is for me is that I know that when we go back in April, I'm just like, I'm going to be behind on what I wanted to be doing, you know? So like,
right.
It's nice in a way that I'm just sitting around fucking doing nothing for all this time. However, when I get back, I still have to do all the shit that I wanted to be doing right now. So
that is the worst thing about, having like a small team or small projects that you work on. Cause I do that too at work, like where I have like a pretty small team. And it's like, if I take a day off, then it's not like, oh, you know, I get to relax and just kind of have my day where I can like recover or whatever. No, it means if I didn't get ahead before I left, so like I had to work myself to the bone up to the moment that I left, then I'm going to come back and have twice as much work. Like,
yeah,
it sucks. So, yeah, I feel for you. That's tough. I don't want that. Yeah. Well, hopefully they send you back to where you belong sooner rather than later. But, you know, enjoy it while it lasts, I suppose, until you suddenly come to the crushing reality of, you know, facing the projects left undone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to tell you the story of what happened to me at Topgolf.
Yeah.
I went to Topgolf for a work outing, as it were. And, we had just got there and we were one of the first like group of people to get there for this event. And it was like our whole department. Everyone was there, which is a lot of people because a lot of different jobs fall under our department, right? So we're there, we like hang out for a little bit, we get drinks, and then we like got started, like plugging our names in and hitting golf balls, right? And then the first guy like goes up there, he hits some balls or whatever. Second guy goes up, he didn't know what he's doing. That's all right. Kevin. I don't think of myself as like a golfer, right? Like I'm not like a person who golfs, right? I've golfed a few times in my youth. And when I say youth, I mean fucking young with my dad. It's like lodged up in my brain somewhere, like the things that he told me about how to hit the ball and hold the club and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So like when I was like watching Kevin and he's like bending his elbows on the backswing, which means he has to like quickly adjust where the club head is to swing through the ball. I'm like, oh man, that's not going to fucking work. And so I'm just like, Hey, keep your left arm straight until you hit the ball. And he started to do that and he was hitting the ball more consistently. And then I was just like, hey, don't look up from when you hit the ball, like just stare at the tee and the ball will go. Because what happens is I have this problem. I'm terrible at golf for this reason, is that I want to see where the ball goes. So before I've really followed through the ball, I'm picking my head up to be like, where'd it go?
Right.
And that means I lift the club up and then I'm fucking hit the ball wherever. Like it doesn't work. So anyway, so I gave him like two pieces of advice and like his consistency and being able to hit the ball and have a good time like skyrocketed. And I felt like such a champ. So, but that's, you know, that's friends helping friends.
Yeah.
I was third and I get up there and I'm like, I haven't been to Topgolf in probably like 5 years. Right. And so we're sitting there and I'm on like my third ball and just getting a feel for it again, like working it out, being like, oh, right. This is where my hands go. This is how I need to hold my club, you know, just like working it all out, you know, just like hit a couple so that I can see kind of where they're going and then make the adjustments because I haven't done it forever. And up walks this old dude wearing khakis and a top golf shirt holding a club. And he's like, hey, yeah, see the swing. And I'm like, yeah, okay. What's going on? You know, what did we? And he's like, oh, yeah, here. Yeah. You know, and he like hands me this other club that he has that like has all these like nubs all over the handle to like, you know, get your placement of your hand correctly. Mm-hmm. And he's like, here, yeah, put your hand. Yeah, the grip is hard. So, and it's going to feel a little uncomfortable until you get used to it. And he was like explaining all this stuff to me. And like, he was like, move your hand like this. And he was like touching my hands and like moving it around on this club and like giving me advice and be like, yeah, try that. Oh yeah. And like, give me like feedback on my swing. And I'm like, motherfucker, I am not here for this. Like, I was so not here for this. And he was like, yeah, hit another. Yeah. And he was like, just giving me, like, cause we were the first ones there. So he didn't have anyone else he could move on to. Mm, and yes, he stayed with me for like 15 swings. And I'm like, leave me alone. I'm just trying to have fun. Get out of here. Like, what are you doing? Yeah. Of course, I didn't say that to him.
Right.
Because I'm me, but of course I don't want to talk to a random person ever. Get the fuck out of here.
This wasn't someone that came from work. It was like,
no. This is like a person. This is like guy. He's like a golf pro for Topgolf. Like, this is his job.
Oh,
is to go out weird. And like give people advice and stuff. Like, he works at the pro shop, and I am sure that he does like private lessons with people and stuff like that. But like, I wasn't asking him for advice. He didn't walk up and go like, hey, is it okay if I like help you with something? Like, there was no consent conversation. He just walked up and was like, hey, try this again. And then just started trying to make adjustments on like, hey man, I haven't played for 5 years. I'm just working out the kinks for a few minutes. Like,
right.
And I'm not going to say that because we never had the conversation. Like, if he would have said like, hey, would it be okay? Like, do you need help? I would have then had the opportunity, the opening to go, oh no, you know, I haven't hit for like 5 years. So I'm just working out the kinks right now. You know, I had a plan. I had a go-to message for him had that happened. And it was never broached. He just was, yeah, giving me advice, touching my hands and you know, whatever. So, and like, and then what's funny is like the people who don't golf, who are in our group, there were like two people who did golf, right? Who actually go to driving ranges and go golfing. And then like three of us who don't really golf. But the one of the people, Kevin, I'll say, it was one of them who was like, hey, you know, the advice worked. You know, you're hitting better. Because I was hitting more consistently afterwards, right? And then Lucas, one of the other dudes, my bro, my absolute bro who understands me, goes, nah, man, he was hitting bombs. He was going to hit bombs anyway. Like, I don't think it changed anything.
Yeah.
And I was like, thank you, Lucas. You're fucking right. He was just like, nah, he was like, literally, like, Lucas, this, like, my savior descending from above being like, no, Phil knows what he was doing. He knew exactly what he was doing. This dude didn't do anything. And I was like, oh, thank you, Lucas, for understanding me in this moment. I'm so glad you're here. So I'm gonna go play disc golf with him tomorrow morning. So as thanks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Morning to him, not to me.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, it was an all around good time, but you know, I always have to tell you the stories of the most awkward fucking public displays that I have to deal with.
Yes.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. It was so weird. Yeah. I might cut this, but like, can I just like, am I the weird one that like in my little friend group of people in who I work with, all of whom I think are married, all of them are married. They like will like do the thing. I hate this. I'm telling you, I hate this. Okay. Where they'll like one of the wait staff that was like helping with our group, like bringing drinks and you know, all that stuff. They were like, check it out. tight pants. And I'm like, you're all married. What are you doing? Like, so they were just like objectifying the people. And I'm like, I understand that there's like a little bit of a give and take. Like, yeah, if maybe they know that they're being objectified, so they will get a better tip or something. I don't know. I'm not a woman, but I
expect that at Hooters, but probably not Top Golf.
Not Top Golf.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. But maybe there's like a, I don't know the culture at Top Golf, but I was just like, I don't understand like groups of dudes who are like, oh, check out the hot lady walking over there. I don't get it. I don't understand it.
Yeah.
Like, do you, she's not doing it for you. Well, like in most cases, they're not doing it for you. It's not for your entertainment. Like, I don't
but
fucking
Phil,
get it.
How do you know that? What if she is?
But then they're married, so there's no point. You know, I'm just, it's weird, right? It's like weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is that just a me thing?
It's no, it's not just a you thing, but I don't think being married doesn't have anything to do with that, right? I think it adds to it if you know, they have a traditional marriage, but I never assume with those kind of things, you know.
Well, sure.
I don't want to make that assumption of other people, you know.
Yeah.
Especially if I don't know them. But like, I know them that well. But yeah, it is pretty weird to do that, especially because like, I mean, I cannot pretend to understand the struggles of, you know, women, but
right.
But I think the thing that is like the most ridiculous part of objectifying women like out in the wild, you know, is that
right.
Let's say they like wear something that's like pretty revealing. Well, then sure. they're called, you know, a certain number of words. So right. They're like, okay, well then I'll cover up. And then they're called other words. And they're like, okay, well that maybe I'll wear these kind of clothes. And it's like, no matter what, like no matter what you put on, someone yeah. is going to like look at it and be like, oh, fucking she's doing that for me. You know, it's just ugh. Like, God,
it makes me feel gross. I don't like it. Maybe it's a me thing. I don't know. I mean, obviously, the extremes are not. I find it really strange. I find it strange when anyone, like, even if you, like, caught a glimpse of like, a girl's nice ass or a guy's nice ass for that, keep that to yourself.
Right.
You know? Like, yeah, I don't yeah. know. Like,
take
you
it,
don't need
fold,
to share with the class.
Fold it up, put it in your pocket, and save it for later. don't share, right?
It's I'm secret. Just saying, like you don't, not everything needs to be a group activity.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. Like, there was that, like, where I just, you know, I could see, like, the glances of, like, people like making eye contact and then like, you know, pointing their eyes to the right, being like, look over there, like check it out. Like, and I'm just like, oh God, I just have no interest. So it's like such a hard situation for me to be in personally. I'm just like, I don't know. And it
yeah.
happened twice while we were at Top Golf with different women. Like once while we were just sitting around doing our Top Golf thing, and once like as we were on our way out, I was just like, God damn it. Like, why?
I think the weirdest part about that type of situation is definitely like, okay, so you see an attractive lady and you're like, wow, she's very attractive. And I like the features that I'm seeing right now. Fine. Mm-hmm. Cool. Whatever. There's no stopping that. but when you're like, you know what I want in this moment? I want to share this fantasy with my boy.
Yeah. Not a fan. Not a fan of that. So good job, fellas. Yeah, I don't know. I'll never get used to it.
And you don't have to.
Yeah. 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 I mean, like, when Jeanette and I are out and we see, like, a girl or something who has, like, a cute hairstyle or, like a cool, like, dye job or, like, wearing cool clothes or something.
Yeah.
Like, we'll point it out to each other, but it's a lot less objectifying to be like, whoa, like, her dress is so cute. That's right. Great.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
To be like that rather than yes. There's an ass over there. She's wearing yoga pants. Check out the yoga pants.
What's she doing? What's she doing wearing yoga pants at Topgolf? This isn't yoga golf. This is she's clearly doing it for attention. And I'm gonna give it to her.
Oh, except God.
Secretly from the shadows with my brother.
So anyway, Stray Kids released some songs recently. We got we have three new songs we get to listen to. Stray Kids, you know what? Looking respectfully, right? You know what I mean? They would be.
Yeah.
They would be.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah, so we've got I don't want to project, but if anyone was going to be the loud oogler hitting everyone with their elbow, it's Han. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Is oogling a thing? Like, I've been saying this word recently because it's come up because of that, and now I've said it a few times over the last like 2 days and I'm like, oogling?
I think it's ogle. Right?
Ogle?
Isn't it ogle?
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 I know. Ogle,
I don't think is a thing. I'm pretty sure it's ogle. You can hear me saying it. Like ogle. Not oogle.
Jeanette says it's ogle. She just poked her head and she says it's ogle. Not oogle. I don't know.
It's funny that you mentioned that because I was writing that out like just a couple days ago for some reason. I don't even remember the context, but I was writing it out and I was like, oogling? Like, I feel like I've heard oogling, but oogling is a thing, is it not? And then I was like, no, it's ogle. You ogle or do you oogle or can you do both?
Hold on. We've got the answer.
Ogle.
It's ogle.
Yeah.
There you go.
I Googled it. According to Wikipedia, oogle is a misspelling of ogle.
Well, I don't want to be the you Googleizer giving the you googly. It's a classic reference for you.
It also says that oogle is a noun that means a hobo or transient who is homeless by choice rather than necessity.
That sounds like a dog whistle. Yeah, they're homeless by choice. They like being homeless. That's what that is.
Yeah. Woo.
Oogle. All right. I'm glad that because I've said it out loud in my brain. I think I always go oogle, and now I've said it out loud. And every time I say it out loud, it hits my ears, and I'm like, no, it sounds wrong. So I'm glad we've all learned and grown together today. And speaking of learning about things, we're going to learn about the Leno cover of Love Me or Leave Me by Day Six.
Wow.
Yeah. So we have three new songs to listen to. This could be good. I'm excited to check these out. These are there's a cover and then two Skiz records. So records, depending on who you are. Since we're discussing pronunciations. But I want to check out this. I listened to two of these. and I don't know how you're going to feel about any of them. So,
okay.
Yeah, we'll give them a, we'll give this
I,
one a listen.
I feel like Love Me. I've heard, I will, I don't know, maybe. Mm-hmm. Oh, you've heard, you know,
Day Six before.
I've probably, yeah, I've probably listened to this by Day Six. Love Me or Leave Me.
Yeah.
I,
you've heard Day Six before, so
it sounds very familiar, so I don't know.
Well, we're going to find out what it sounds like right now.
Sure.
How about that?
Let's do
Lino.
It.
All right. That was the Love Me or Leave Me cover by Lino. What'd you think?
Oh, yeah, that was really good. And
good.
And yeah. As soon as the song started, I was like, I recognize this like too well, right? Too well for this to be like coincidental. Yeah. So I went to Spotify and searched Day Six. And I, according to Spotify, I have liked two songs from Day Six. The first one was Stop. And then the second one was Love Me or Leave Me. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there you go. It's good. It's a bop, I think. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but.
Yeah.
Seems like a bop.
Yeah. Yeah. It fits the bop criteria.
I was bopping.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I think Lino did great. He sang so well, and he did the whole song. I mean, like normally, you know, the K-pop song, like you tend to not cover the entire thing because you have a lot of different voices and stuff. So,
oh yeah, true. Yeah.
It's always impressive. I mean, even when we've been watching Neezy Project, like they've been doing that where they cover, they'll have like one person do the whole song, at least when they did the vocal challenge. It was pretty cool. I don't know. Takes a lot of skill, a lot of practice. Proud of Lino, you know?
Yeah.
I know.
I know, you know, we know Lino.
Lino. Yeah, we do. We do, but, you know, he wasn't the only one who released a new song on the YouTubes while they've... The Stray Kids have been on vacation and doing various things, I should say. And, like, for example, Hyunjin did a big event... where he was crowned by Donatella Versace as the Prince of Versace. And he looked great. He looked awesome. And then Felix went and walked a runway for a fashion show. And he looked incredible. I mean, incredible. Like, It's kind of shocking to like, cause like, you know, they go to these like fashion shows and events and stuff. And they're usually there to like, they're usually there to just like observe and like be there and be at the party and like, you know, talk to like various brands and stuff and like all like that kind of stuff. Right. Like that's like a thing that happens when K-pop stars go to, you know, various places. But it's weird. I felt like it was weird to have them actually walk the runway, and then they killed it. Like he killed it. Like Felix just, he came busting out down the runway and looked amazing. I mean, he really did a great job. So, you know,
yeah,
I'm just going to put that out there that our man was good. Yeah. Somebody, I believe there was a non-scandal. I'm just so tired. I went on Twitter for a little bit today just because I was bored, and then I immediately had to like go away because I saw an article that basically said that like quote unquote fans were mad and yelling at JYP because Hyunjin did not have a stylist from JYP with him at the Versace thing. And meanwhile, in a live that Hyunjin did, he said, we didn't bring a stylist with us because they did all the styling for us. So, like, he flat out explained what went on. Is that, like, Versace arranged everything so JYP didn't have to. And so JYP, so it's not JYP's fault that, that they didn't provide a stylist, and he still had a stylist. So, like, you know, I don't see what the problem is. And so if you have the artist going out and saying, like, yeah, JYP didn't send these people because they didn't need to be here. And so what's the problem? Like, I just don't get it. So it's just. Yeah.
So maybe. OK, look, I'm going to be real with you.
Mm-hmm.
Whether Versace provided a stylist or not, stop caring about shit, you fucking weirdos. Like,
yeah, yeah.
It's that's what you're worried about right now, really?
Right.
Like,
no,
100%. You got nothing else going on in your life that's what you were fucking up in arms about. Is Hyunjin not having a JYP provided stylist? Like, I'm not saying that I'm some crazy super activist or anything. I mean, I'm doing nothing for anything. So like, you know, I'm not saying like I'm a saint or anything, but at least I don't spend my time worrying about stupid shit like that. All right. If you want to get up in arms about something and like actually go out in the world and make a difference, trust me, fucking open Google and you'll find something that actually matters that you can spend that effort on.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you feel alienated by this, good.
Good. Feel alienated. Yeah. I mean, just, you know, really just take a second and take a step back, take a deep breath and just say, hey, like, could you fucking not? Yeah, you know? I mean, it's just that easy. Just
the next time
don't. You
care about something that has literally no impact on your life, stop for a second and go, why do I care?
Yeah, there's another scandal going around in K-pop right now. This is like the stuff that we've talked about over and over that we're just like, why does anybody give a shit about this? A member of I don't know if I'm going to say this correctly, Aespa, I think it's Aespa, has a dating scandal. They have a boyfriend, and who gives a shit, but apparently people were really mad and like they sent billboards to their company. It's not JYP. But they sent billboards to that company saying of things like, is our love not enough for you? And shit like this. And I'm just like,
oh my God.
Yeah. I mean, like, again, yeah, probably not international fans. Like, this is not the kind of, these scandals are like non-issues for international fans generally. I don't get it. It's just. Yeah, it's just weird. It's so weird that this has gone on, and it's like still happening. You know, I thought that maybe we were far enough along, maybe in this generation, in the world, that, you know, we would be moving past like, oh, a K-pop idol is dating someone. Good. I hope they're happy. Like, what? How is that not the instant reaction? And so this artist has had to write an apology to their fans. And I'm like, fucking why? Why did she need to apologize? She did nothing wrong. I don't get it. So anyway.
Yeah.
And then like, I saw people in the same breath, and I don't know who her boyfriend is, but I saw somebody who was like talking about the fact that this scandal exists, who obviously doesn't agree with the fact that you know, this scandal should exist, but was like, her boyfriend's really hot though. I'm like, yes, that should be the right answer. Just be like, oh, good for her. Like, could you please, like, I don't know, it's just It's ridiculous. K-pop can be so weird this way. And I know it's not just K-pop, like this happens in Japan too, but it's weird. And I really, okay, I honestly, I shouldn't really put it all on Korea, because like even like, you know, like the 90s boy band craze, like they weren't allowed to be seen dating either. Like they had these kind of restrictions as well for like similar reasons that like their fan bases need to be allowed to be delusional, you know? And it's like, you need to give that up. Like it's, you can have some fun feeling delusional in a moment, but like you can't let it last long enough that you're pulling out your fucking checkbook to send billboards to a company. Like, you know, Chan ask you to go for a drive and wink at you and go, ho ho ho, this is my pick me moment, and then move on with your life. You know what I mean? It's okay to have a little delusion. Let it go. It's fine. Let it go. No, you don't agree. No delusion allowed. No delusion allowed. No fun. Have some delusion as a treat for not being a shithead.
I think as long as you know that the delusion is a delusion, then it's fine.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
You know, like when I joke about like having Christopher on speed dial, you know, like I text him all the time, like, everyone knows that I'm joking. I know that I'm joking.
Christopher doesn't. He's waiting. He's waiting for the message.
He knows. If he were ever to hear me talk about this, he knows that I'm joking. Like, that is...
He's sitting by the phone, just waiting for you to call.
That's like the acceptable level of delulu. Anything past that where you're like, no, I believe in this. Like, hey, so, you know, look, I don't mean to be a party pooper or anything, but can we move on? can we not make our content about people doing things that I think they shouldn't be doing in the first place? And let's just talk about how great our boys are.
Yeah, let's do it. And speaking of our boys being great, Bang Chan put out a song called Eternity. Ooh. And we're going to listen to it right now.
Let's hear it.
All right, that's Eternity. What'd you think, Tom?
Well, okay, since we watched the music video, I have a strong feeling that it's, you know, about his dog.
Right.
But without that context, I think what I said in chat pretty much sums it up perfectly, in my opinion, which is 2007 MySpace era emo SoundCloud song.
Yeah.
If it were about a person.
Yeah, if it was about a person and not a pet. He does, there's a part in it, because I was like, yeah, this is about his dog. It's very sweet. And I was paying attention to the lyrics a little more. He says, like, I call out your name, you do the same. And I'm like, wait a minute.
Well,
Hold on. Pump the brakes here.
Well, okay. Like, I know you're a cat person, but as a dog owner, like, there's like a bark. There's a special bark that's like,
okay,
they're calling for me. I know that that's what that is, right? That bark is, hey, you, I don't know your actual name, but you know who I'm talking to. Pay attention to
right.
me, you know?
Yeah. This is a song about his dog, and Drive is a song about driving.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
I like Bang Chan is on record saying that like he writes his lyrics so that they can be interpreted multiple ways. So regardless of whether the fact that he was thinking about his little pup, Betty, gummy, one, you know, whether or not he was thinking of his dog or not, he always was going to write the lyrics in a way that they could be interpreted by someone in a different way that would, like, you know, speak to them in a way. So... Yeah. he does it on purpose. Like, it's not weird. It's not weird that there might be a line in there or the way it's written. You could just take the dog out of the equation and be like, oh, if that's a person, it works. Like, that's how he writes music. He said it over and over again. So yeah. I'm not surprised. Yeah.
You know, okay, so. Here's another thing that I wanted to mention. This has nothing to do with the song, though, is that I don't know what goes into this, but Bong Joon does a really good job of, like, looking tall. You know what I mean?
Yes, he does, doesn't he? Yeah, because he's not.
Yeah. Like, in these videos, I'm like, oh man, he's like, I don't know, he just looks, he looks tall. But he ain't.
Yeah. Yeah. I let me show you, there's a couple of parts in this music video that have gotten some special attention from fans. Well, one part in particular has gotten this part right here. Is Bong Joon in front of the you know, pride flag in the background there, which, and then he does a little smirk, which the smirk may be my favorite part of the music video. Let's see the smirk. Ready? As it did you see it? He goes, it was his little smirk. But there's also, right after that, I haven't heard anybody talking about this. Check the address on this building, Tom. Tell me what it says.
but it's reverse. It couldn't possibly mean that.
Oh, they reversed that on purpose, 100%.
For the listener. For the listener, it is in giant lighted letters or numbers, I guess.
Numbers.
Lettering. The numbers 420.
So I look, if people are going to, you know, love that Chan was like, hey, like, look, I'm putting this big pride flag in the background of his music video and smirking at the camera, I'm sorry, if we take that, we take this. I'm just saying, if you take one, you take the other.
Yeah, no. Also, when I said 420, I was about to say it in Spanish, but I realized that I don't know how to say zero in Spanish. Is it, I don't know what it is. It's probably really easy and stupid. Like, stupid that I don't know. Not that the word is stupid. Anyway, 420. Yeah. 420, y'all.
Yeah. Merry 420. I don't know. What am I saying? Anyway. Happy. Han also, the prolific Skiz record holder, as it would be, created one and released it. Before we listen to this, you've listened to a lot of Han songs. What kind of tone are you expecting from this song by Han? I'm just curious ahead of time, knowing how he writes songs. It's a very stay thing, man, to be able to predict this.
It's been a minute since we've done, like, actual Stray Kids related content, I want to say. So, like, I gotta get my mind right about Han's. Like, Han's, like, very emotional with his music. Yeah. So I don't know. I guess is that the answer that you want? I'm expecting Sad Boy.
Sad Boy Han.
Sad Boy Han. Yeah.
We're going to find out. All right. That was 13 by Han. What'd you think? Sad Boy?
Yeah,
sad boy
lyrics, it kind of seemed a little sad boy.
I mean, that's just, yeah, how he do.
Yeah. I wonder, though, what is the context?
You never know with this man, because he takes inspiration from anything, and like all K-pop idols,
what,
but him in particular, like he has a tendency to just be like, hey, I just watch a drama and yeah, that's what I'm about. I've never had a relationship. I was writing about a drama.
I'm sitting here looking at like the giant fucking 13 on the screen,
right.
And I'm like, mm-hmm. Okay, so it's called 13. Maybe this is like, maybe that's like a clue for, if it's about a person, right? Like he's saying like mm-hmm. when he was 13, this song is about some person.
Yeah, like young love, 13? Like yeah. a young relationship
when he was 13. Yeah. But what if it's a specific person, and that person will know because it's titled 13.
Yeah,
could be.
Maybe, could be. Probably not. I don't think Han has known anyone. I mean, when he was 13, he was in Malaysia and said he was like very quiet, so and didn't really talk to people. So.
Mm. That doesn't mean that he didn't meet a nice girl.
That's true. That's true. That's a good point. Maybe he did. Maybe he did. In the other universe.
True.
Yeah, I know. Maybe it's him from the 13th universe.
Oh, it's mm-hmm. possible.
But apparently it is actually from something else that he watched in a show. So
sure.
Yeah. Somebody just linked it in chat that he said it on a live. Now, that's if we trust him. Do we trust him?
Do we trust him?
I mean, we don't really have a choice, but I'm just saying our idea could be right. Your idea could be right. My idea, probably wrong. I don't know what you think. I think it's it was kind of like I was thinking like, is this a bop or a ballad? And then I was like, I think it's actually like a traditional rock ballad. Like it is, right? I don't.
Yeah, it's a ballad.
It's a ballad, but not like a like a slow, you know, sad song. Like it was very, I don't know how to describe it, but it was good. I liked it. Good job, Han. Proud of you.
Okay, there's a question in chat.
Okay.
Does anyone have emotional memories about their crushes as kids/teens? Followed by, I don't. They're not romantic at all to me, just silly. And I agree. Yeah, if I think about my exes when I was like a wee lad, or mm-hmm. not exes, but I guess exes and crushes. I have, yeah, there's no like
it just
romantic,
makes me cringe.
There's no romantic sentiment there. It's all, yeah, it's all like, oh, I was so cringe.
Yeah, I don't want to know.
Yeah. God. Who was like, who as a Ute was like just free of adolescent quirks, you know? Has there been a person like that? I doubt it.
Yeah, no, but the thing is, the advantage is that we grew up where that wasn't documented on the internet, so
right,
works out. There was anonymity, so you know, did I have a cringe live journal? Yes, of course I did.
Yeah.
Was it anonymous and did it get annihilated because I never updated it? Yes, they removed it. It's gone. Doesn't mm-hmm. exist. Can't find it. Good. I don't want to find it either. So
yeah. You know. Yeah. Yeah, I was I was looking around recently. I say recently, like within the past few weeks, for any past writing that I've done to see if I can find any like cringe shit that I've put down somewhere, but I wasn't able to find anything. I think it's all been purged. But I did recently write, I say write. I guess I wrote a little bit because I put a little, I wrote like a paragraph in Discord the other mm-hmm. day. I wrote a fanfic and it's gay.
Oh.
Yeah. Do you know?
Wow.
Do you know Willie from Stardew Valley?
Yeah, of course.
So I created a fantasy of him with a boyfriend. Accidentally. Just, it wasn't like I didn't plan okay. this out. I just started saying words and then it ended up being a gay fanfic about Willie and his boyfriend Ray who lives on Ginger Island.
Okay. Well, sure. I mean, Willie deserves love too.
Yeah. Yeah. And here's the thing that I wrote about, right? Is that like, cause I was like, okay, if I were to actually like flesh this out, right? I need to go read about Willie, like on the Stardew, on the Stardew Wiki, like get his actual
history
backstory. Yeah. Yeah. What's his history? Yeah. And so he is from the, it says in his wiki that he is from the fucking whatever archipelago that Ginger Island is a part of. So the fantasy that I created of him having a boyfriend named Ray on Ginger Island is plausible based on his existing backstory.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
AO3, watch out. He's coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. It's canon.
Yeah.
Eric Barone, get in on this. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll give you the two thumbs up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No sense.
Okay. Yeah, sure. I said that I wasn't going to, if I wrote anything about it, I wasn't going to send it to him. But I guess since it's recorded now, someone can send.
Now you have to.
Yeah. Someone can send Eric Barone the clip of this and he can be like, oh yes, it will happen now.
Yeah.
It'll just be one more thing that I have manifested into existence on accident.
It'll be fun. Shall we, I'm pulling this up here. Yeah. Add to playlist. Let's watch the Felix runway debut at the Louis Vuitton show.
Okay.
A few moments later.
Okay. All right.
We
got to stop. Okay. Hey. All right. None of those were as good a quality as the one I saw, and it's okay. It's all good. I when I first saw it, I was just like blown away. I was like, oh my God. I saw it on TikTok and I was just like, fuck, what the shit?
So what am I missing? Like, what am I supposed to be experiencing?
Look, the thing is that all of these videos, almost all of them, I should say, are taken from people who are on the sidelines. And so they don't get like the head on image. But anyway, we didn't know he was walking and he was modeling and he did his whole like fucking full on Zoolander straight laced, you know, like tight face walk, and his makeup was on point and like the, I don't know, lighting was good. I just thought he was great. So that's all I'm saying.
I guess I just don't get it. Like, cool. Good for Felix. But like, I don't know. There's nothing there for me.
All right. Well,
sorry.
It's fine. If you want to see something weirder,
it's just like he just looks miserable, in my opinion. He looks bored. And maybe that's the way that he's supposed to look. I mean, I guess that's
he's definitely supposed to look.
That's the expectation for runway walkers. He looks, yeah, it's fashion face, which like is dumb.
Yeah.
It just, especially when they're playing like the weird, I guess it was the music that was actually playing, or it was some weird,
I don't know, like somebody else tried to like,
it was like this real quiet, like, I don't know, it just looks weird. And they're just like,
no, agreed, like when I saw
walking through people in a warehouse and it's weird. So
when I saw it originally, it was an edit on TikTok. And so like, it was just like a different song playing and And they had like a really good quality video of him walking, and it was like from above and like kind of right in the front, so he's like walking right towards the camera, and it just like it was stunning looking, like he was so like shining, and I was just like, wow, that's amazing, like so cool that he got to walk and he looked good. And they picked the, whoever edited the TikTok like had a really good soundtrack for it, and it was great. So I was just like, oh good, all right. But yeah, I don't think I actually heard the original audio, and hearing that song, and I was like, oh, okay. Like, I don't know. Like my perception of how it went is far different from when we saw a couple of those that were just like quiet, and I don't know. It's just weird. I don't know. You're not wrong. You're not wrong, but I loved it. I don't know. I think it was great. So good for him.
Good for him.
Yeah, I was going to see if I could find the video of Hyunjin being crowned the Crown Prince of Versace, mostly because I thought it was pretty cringe.
I don't doubt it.
Yeah, but I at the same time, I just... do you want to see this?
No.
I don't think so. I don't think you want to see it. I'm gonna not show you that one. Suffice to say, Donatella Versace had a crown and put it on Hyunjin's head. Hyunjin looked great. He looked wonderful. He looked awesome. But the whole like thing of her being like, now you are the Crown Prince of Versace. You are the she says, now you are the Versace Prince, and she puts a crown on his head, and they both are like looking in the camera and stuff. And I'm just like, yeah, this isn't for you. I'm glad that like these members who are very interested in fashion are being able to do something related to it, and so good for them. But it's not for me. It's certainly not for you. The other thing that really blew me away that happened kind of during this downtime before they start like performing shows and doing the fan meet is IN went to a fashion show, and that dude, he had a fit. I mean, it was like mostly, you know, black, but like his clothes were like black, but goddamn, he looked good. The pictures of that looked good. I don't know if anybody has a link to those, but Jesus, like IN looked good too. So IN is pretty well known for doing the outfit of the day pictures. He like puts up pictures like every day. He's like the reason Stray Kids had an Instagram for a while there, is just like he posted every day, just whatever outfit. He was totally into it. And so cool. But now he's actually got to go to like a fashion show, and he was dressed up for it, and he looked great. Proud of the little man. And by little man, I mean, he's not so little anymore, and he's an adult. And that's weird. That's true for all these boys.
He's a little guy. He's a little man.
He's a little guy. They're all little guys. I mean, yeah. They're all a bunch of little guys, but yeah. Pretty wild. And if you want to be a little guy, you got to go to makeastay.com, and you can join our Discord, and you can support us on Patreon, do all the things that you do, you know? Go to makeastay.com. Check us out. You made it all the way this far. You might as well, right?
Right.
Right?
Obviously.
Get over here.
Go.
What are you doing?
Do it.
Do it.
Makeastay.com.
And to the people who don't like it?
I pushed the wrong button.
You mad, bro? You mad?
But, I mean, kind of accurate.
Yeah, it
kind of
works. And with that, there we go, the right button. Okay, bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.